In our previous shiur, we discussed a very distinct quote of the Chassam Sofer in Sha'al Chuvis, Hoshe Mishpat Chelek Vav, where the Chassam Sofer writes that in every generation there's Echad Aroi Mitzitkosei Liyizgoyel, there's somebody that's Roi to be Moshiach. And if the dirt is Zakai, if the dirt is worthy, then the Eibishter would reveal himself to this tzaddik just like he did to Moshe Rabbeinu. When the Rebbe brings this Chassam Sofer, it's usually brought in conjunction and together with another very interesting Marim Mokim. And the Marim Mokim is from a Sefer called Steichemed. So let's take a few moments to learn about the Sefer Steichemed and the Bala Mechaber of the Sefer, as well as the quote that the Rebbe brings always from the Steichemed. To start with something fascinating, before we know a little bit about it, we know that Kehos, Karnei Hoy Toira, is the official printing press, printing arm of Lubavitch, and its job is to print Pnimius HaToira, the Toira of our Rabbeim. That's the primary job and focus of Kehos. Yet one of the few, so to speak, non-Chassidus Svarim that got a Kehos temple was the Steichemed. In Tov Shin Ches, the Friedrich Rebbe wanted to buy the rights of the Steichemed. It was actually owned by a Lubavitcher, Rabbi Shmotkin, in Eretz Yisrael. And the Friedrich Rebbe got Rishus to print it. The Rebbe was very involved in the preparations of the Steichemed. If I'm not mistaken, in the back of the Sefer, you will see the list of people that prepared the Sefer. And in the middle, there is a Menachem Mendel ben Chana. The Rebbe said they should add his name to the middle of the list. The Rebbe was very involved in the printing of the Sefer of Steichemed. So what was the Sefer? Who wrote it? And what's a very, very important quote that we can all take from the Steichemed? So there was a Yid born in Yerushalayim, and it was from a Sephardic family, and his name was Chizkiyo Medini. This Chizkiyo Medini was a young Eloi, and he learned by the prominent Rabbonim of Yerushalayim, the Sephardic Rabbonim, and he got sick, and they added the name Chaim Chizkiyo Medini, and that's the Rosh HaTevis, Ches Ches Mem. But if you pronounce it straight, it's Chacham, even though Chacham is with a Chaf, but the idea is that he was known as Chacham, Chaim Chizkiyo Medini. This young Chaim Chizkiyo Medini was a tremendous Talmud Chochem. He got smicha at the age of 19, and when his father passed away, he was invited by relatives of his to the city of Constantinople to learn there. They supported him, and he prepared his writings and his halachos. But what he's most famous for is what happens next. There was a group of Yidden that were doing business there, and they were from the Crimea. But you know, the Crimea is on the sea. It's Russia, Ukraine, depends who you ask. But Crimea, a very, very special place, and they offered him the Rabbonos there, and he was the Rav there for over 30 years, where he mamish worked on the Kehila, he elevated the standards of the Kehila. Eventually, after over 30 years, he left. He had one son who passed away in his lifetime and three daughters. Interestingly, his shita was to find sons-in-law that were Talmidei Chachamim, but also worked. This idea of just being supported by the tzibur was not something that he promoted. He dafke wanted sons-in-law that were Talmidei Chachamim, but also had a job. And then eventually he came back to Eretz Yisrael, and he became the Rav Roshi, the chief rabbi of Chevron. Now, his main work that he's famous for is the Steichemed. The Stei Chemed is unique today, but if you understand the when it was printed and when it was written, it's even more unique. The Stei Chemed is an encyclopedia of halacha and Torah based on the Aleph Beis. Now today you have all these different Torah searches that you can literally go through and download and search up all these special programs that people can have. But those days, it was all in the mind. You had to learn it all. There was no computer programs. That he was able to put together literally an encyclopedia on the Torah, on the halacha, and everything is just amazing what he was able to do to explain it and bring it all together in a simple way from all the different parts of the Torah. Now, after he wrote his Stei Chemed, he wrote a Hagos, he wrote different notes on the Stei Chemed, and that is called the Pa'as HaSode, basically the corners, the Pe'a on the Sode, on the Stei Chemed. Now, it's this Pa'as HaSode that the Rebbe quotes a lot. You'll see always in the Sichas about Moshiach, the Rebbe quotes, Stei Chemed Pa'as HaSode, Mareches HaAlef Klal Ayin. This is the quote that's often brought, connected, and together with the Chassam Sofer. What is unique about this quote that's not brought down in the Chassam Sofer? The Chassam Sofer told us that there's someone that's roi to be Moshiach, but he elaborates on this. And again, he says, there has to be in every generation somebody that's worthy of being Moshiach. But he adds the next prat, which is very, very important to understand. And that is, ubederech hazeh hayemeshur b'chol dor mihu. It's not just that there was and there is in every generation so on that's roi to be Moshiach. That's a beautiful thing. A tzaddik could be a tzaddik nister, somebody that's hidden. But says the Stei Chemed, yidden throughout the generations, not only did they know that there exists somebody that's roi mitzit kosei, their emun in Moshiach was so strong that they would look to see who that person was. They would try, because we believe in Moshiach, hachakalei b'choyim sheyovoi, so if Moshiach can come any day, and in every generation there's someone that's roi mitzit kosei, li is goyel, so therefore it was in every generation, yidden look to see who that person was. And listen to what he says. After the Churban Bayis Sheni, there was the story of Menachem, that's the story of the cows, that the baby that was born. Ba'achar Achris Yomav, later on, there was Rabbeinu HaKadosh, there was Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi, V'chein B'doirei Omru V'yeidu Shua Muchan. In his generation, they knew and they said that he is the one, the Gemara says, that im me'oisim shechayim achshav, it's someone that's alive today, it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Va'achrei mois Rebbe, after Rebbe passed away, they right away looked around, they say, who could be Moshiach now? Hayamisha diber in Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Then they start speaking about Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Va'achrav b'meir of Nachman, later on in the generation, in the time of Reb Nachman, It was Reb Nachman. In other words, in every generation, this is something that they were looking for. V'cheinu b'chol dor v'dor. This is the way it is in every single generation. Tzorech liyis echad mukhshir shem yisku. There has to be someone that's roi, that's mukhshir, that means that he has the ability to be Moshiach, because maybe Moshiach will come. And then he adds in the brackets something very important. Valpiza, according to this, Kosvu Gamkein Talmidi Arizal, the Talmidim of the Arizal said, Shebiyom of Hoya Arizal, that in his days, when the Zman of Darizal was the tzaddik that could be Moshiach. In other words, looking to identify a tzaddik that in his generation could be Moshiach, this has been going on in Klal Yisrael for generations. And the Stechemet finishes off, V'chol zehu poshut. This is basic Judaism. This is not a major chiddush. This is basics. Now it's fascinating that in the Ara 58 of Kuntes Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel, the Rebbe brings down this Stechemet and about that they knew, and the fact that Umisayim and the Stechemet finishes off, V'chol zehu poshut. And the Rebbe always connects this with the famous Gemara. When the Gemara asks, what's the names of Moshiach? So if you ask a regular person, they'll say there are four names the Gemara brings down, which actually the Rosh Tevis of the word Moshiach, Menache Shila Yane Chanino. But where did we get these names? We got these names from Psukim. But who said these names? So the Gemara says, the debate of Shila Amri Shila Shmoy, the Talmidim of Shila, they were promoting that Shila was Moshiach. The Beit of Yanei Amri, Yanei Shmoi, the Talmidim of Yanei, they said Yanei is Moshiach. And the Beit of Chanina Amri Chanina Shmoi. Basically, the Talmidim of each of these tzaddikim in their generation, they're the ones that gave us their names. It's not Stam, the names. These were the Nesiim of the time. And the Talmidim of each of these tzaddikim were promoting it. This, like we said, that this was Bechol Dar, they knew who it would be. And the Rebbe says, and this is very important, V'anan chasidim nanayu besrayu b'negei rabiseinu nesiyenu, that this anhoga is not a Vilder anhoga, it's not a bad anhoga. This is anhoga to look to find in the generation the tzaddik and see if your Rebbe is Moshiach. This is anhoga that chasidim should do.